What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we continue to have to watch or think it's the soybean market. Soybean meal is kind of taking the lead now instead of soybean oil. We saw the market Sunday night gap higher and rally to another round of contract highs. And, of course, all of it is focused on the dry conditions in South America as we're looking at another 2 weeks of hot and dry for southern Brazil and Argentina. Of course, that's going to put pressure in on the potential of the crop size. We're going to see a lot. We've seen a lot of private analysts come out with their estimates. A lot of government agencies from South America, Wednesday we're going to see USDA's gas, and last month they made big cuts. We'll see what they do this month.
What's not hot in this market then?
You know, you have to pay, you know, bean oil is one that's really not that hot right now. We're seeing that market kind of fade back and actually take second fiddle to the soybean meal market because of the concerns of Argentina's production. We're also paying attention to what's going on with the dollar. The dollar's down a little bit. But, you know, the big thing that we saw over the end of last week was Russia and China kind of solidifying their partnership, with China now agreeing to take in wheat and barley out of Russia. And they signed a 30-year agreement for Russia to supply China with their natural gas. That certainly is going to solidify their partnership, and it's going to make things a little tougher when it comes to what countries do if Russia decides to invade Ukraine.
Will that have impact on fertilizer then, too?
It will. I mean, you know, we're looking at, you know, Russia is kind of going to be the commander of what's going to happen as far as nitrogen production is concerned, because, of course, natural gas is a huge part of that. China is a huge production of it. So it's going to be interesting going forward just how all this plays out.
It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.